This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live.
Turn off the ISDN 450.
Echo available.
Yeah.
That's much better. I'm
still getting a little bit of echo.
How many of you think that?
Did you mute the ISDN?
I just muted that, but we're going to check it out and see how we do. But this is Free Talk Live with myself, Chris.
Pope Nobody of the Church of the Invisible Hand.
Also known as Rich Paul and...
And Mark. I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to say at this point.
Exactly. You guys still getting echo back in?
Well, you're going to say it a lot, whatever it is.
That's okay.
Say it again and again.
But what I'm doing is going headphones free, so I have no idea how I sound, but that's okay. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. You can hit us up there if you would like to take part in the conversation. You can also hit us up on Discord. Discord, all you got to do is load the Discord client. You can find that in your app store. You can run it on your mobile device, and you, using your high-speed internet connection and your excellent microphone, will sound like you are sitting right here in the studio with us. And we wanted to start off by talking about Bitcoin, because Bitcoin seems to be coming back in the news. Has anybody else heard this?
Well, I have seen a couple of major news stories. One was like a Japanese billionaire lost X number of dollars in Bitcoin because he bought the high.
Okay. So bad news.
But that was bad news, yeah, basically.
For him.
Be afraid. this actually occurred, almost 20 months ago, a year and a half ago, and we're reporting it now. Be afraid.
Do you expect that Bitcoin will reattain its previous peak and surpass it?
You're asking me just to make a prediction, right?
I'm asking you as a prophet.
Okay.
I'm asking you to prophesy.
Not as an investment
advisor,
correct?
Well, I don't know that there is an investment advisor that one can claim a particular title in that way. But I'm going to say that as a guy who's been in Bitcoin for a while and seen since 2010 is the first time we discussed it here on Free Talk Live. I got my first Bitcoin in 2011 from Gavin Andreessen, the head of developer.
Nice.
I've seen the rises and falls. I remember when it was a big deal, people were like, do you think Bitcoin will ever hit $30 again?
I know.
And my answer to that is yes, indubitably. I do believe that BTC, and that is the market designation for Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core or whatever term one wishes to describe it.
Yep, the original Bitcoin.
Right.
As the longest running. Yeah, there's
a lot of arguments about that.
Exactly.
And yeah, you can't really say, because both are hard forked from the same source, and both are based on an idea that allows for hard forks. It's designed to hard fork if the community doesn't agree on things. Now, this is I think the original version was that, or the original vision was that these hard forks would someday come together where one side or the other would submit, but it also left the possibility that this wouldn't happen. And apparently this isn't happening, and good, because to imagine that Bitcoin will be the only cryptocurrency 50 years from now is like imagining that the Atari 400 would be the only computer now.
For me, it's like calling something Bitcoin is like calling something Coke.
Yes. So, I use it for all crypto.
Well, I use it for all, at the very least, all Bitcoin. So there's like Bitcoin Private, Bitcoin Gold. There's a whole bunch of Bitcoins out there. Most of them are crap. They're worthless things that you should not even consider. But there's Bitcoin, basically sort of Bitcoin BTC or Bitcoin Cash.
Well, there's a whole bunch of Bitcoins, or there's Bitcoin Pizza. But I want to take a step back for some of our listeners out there who may be listening, sitting here going, I have no idea what a Bitcoin is, and where do I put one? And is there a slot on my Coca-Cola machine that Bitcoins fit in?
For them, I would say the best place to start is Bitcoin.com. They have the Bitcoin Academy there where you can take, you know, they have these you know, just short videos there where you can start sorting out what a Bitcoin is.
Sure.
But most Americans at this point have heard the term Bitcoin, and they have some notion of what it is. So it's digital money.
It's good answer.
Right? So there's Google Pay, there's Apple Pay, there's Amazon's trotting one of these things out. There's a variety of these. I mean, Sears Roebuck had the Discover card 30 years ago or so, and it's the only thing that's really surviving from the company. It's a payment platform that allows one to send payments anywhere in the world, what they call peer-to-peer, from individual to individual without the intercession of a bank or a government. And I've got to say, I just had an experience. So for those who donated to the hope.freetalklive.com campaign to buy some farmland for the kids in Jinja, Uganda, I just got the money over there. So trying to wire money over there was a nightmare. And yeah, I managed to do it more cheaply by not using cryptocurrency, because changing back into shillings over there was about a 10% operation.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about $30,000, that's $3,000.
Sure.
So if I could go more slowly and save $2,900, I was willing to try that out.
Right.
And wiring money sounded easy. But these banks, these legacy organizations, my God, they're awful. And
they're intermediaries.
Yeah.
So between Mark and the orphans, there's all these intermediaries that the money had to pass through.
Right.
And the problem is they all take their own sweet time. They all charge a little bit.
Yep.
You know, it may be less expensive, but they're all going to take their little piece as it passes through.
I was sending it to a church over there, and that church had, I can't remember exactly off the top of my head, but it was like CMCI Development was the name of the account. We sent it to CMCI Dev, which was the abbreviation we were given. So we left out, apparently my bank left out the space between CMCI and DEV.
Well, Mark, everybody knows you never leave out the space.
All right. And then the information they gave me was Dev as opposed to Development. And it gets to the bank, and the right account number's there, right everything's there. It's just that somebody wrote CMCI DEV as opposed to CMCI space DEV element or whatever,
right,
the rest of it. And the bank said, no, sorry, we just can't give you the money. So they sent it back. That cost $100 total.
Wow.
That round trip. And 2.5 weeks or something. Then sending it back another week and a half or something. And then some more fees. Finally, it gets there. It's a little short. So now what do I do? I said, negotiate it down, and we'll see how it goes at this point. But regardless, it's frustrating to use these banks. And what if the Ugandan government got in the way? Let me ask you this.
Right.
Maybe the Ugandan government didn't get in the way, but would the Russian government, would the Chinese government, would the North Koreans get in?
The U.S. government.
The U.S. government has some of the most stringent banking laws that apply outside of its own country.
So basically what you really needed is for there to be a business present in Uganda that would say, hey, we'll buy your Bitcoin for whatever the local currency is. And then you just make a Bitcoin transfer, and they release the... As a matter of fact, you could obviate the need of your customer to have a Bitcoin wallet by locating a trustworthy individual over there who has a Bitcoin coin wallet and a pile of cash.
Yes.
And is able to buy Bitcoin from you you transfer to it and he pays cash.
I located him. He wanted 10%.
He wanted 10%?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the high cost of trust. And, you know, he's taking a risk.
Yeah.
You're taking a risk, and there's a... Money's going to exchange hands.
Yeah, he's doing it because he can get it, basically. Right. I mean, how many people Uganda can afford $30,000 in cash?
Right.
And also because if he's in that business, then, well, his money is tied up in that. It cannot, by definition, be tied up in anything else. And so, like, when I was in the weed business, I would think about pricing differently if I was taking my weed on the cuff than if I was paying up front for it. Because if the other guy's carrying the weight, then I don't have to get it back immediately. But
right.
855, 450, free. What do you think? Is Bitcoin on its way up, 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 or is it on its way to down, out, oblivion? Who knows? 855, 450, free. This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll free number. 855-450-3733. In studio, you have myself, Chris, Rich, and Mark. Mark, this is like the first show that we've had in a long time on a Thursday where you've been a part of it.
Yeah, I sent Ian packing tonight.
But D just wasn't working out.
Sorry. You know, it's been a long time. He's had a good run.
I know.
And, you know, he's... If he can put together a series of good decisions, then we can start talking about him being on the air tomorrow.
Is it true he's being replaced by James Zer of Arizona?
That's right. I'm going to bring James in here.
Oh, that would be good. What else would be good? And Mark brought it up last segment, but that would be if you went to Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin Cash related. Bitcoin.com helps you choose Bitcoin Cash, choose a Bitcoin Cash wallet, buy Bitcoin Cash, and show you where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash. You can also read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. And that's what we've been talking about. So Bitcoin has been in the news for a couple different reasons. I'm going to throw out a couple here. There was recent polling done by the Harris Organization that indicated some surprisingly high numbers of people in certain demographics that owned Bitcoin or were interested in owning Bitcoin. Percentages amongst young adults owning Bitcoin over, I want to say 16%. That's on the low end, and it may be higher. Percentages of people that were interested and knowing in it continue to grow. And more people overall considering it as part of their investment strategy. So you have short-term owners and you have long-term owners, and it's all pretty exciting, I think, in the industry. The reason I personally like the ideas of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency goes back to the ideas of liberty. I shouldn't have to be dependent on governments to decide what kind of financial transactions they will allow me to have.
I like it for that very same reason. It, however, has sort of, at the very least, BTC has certainly morphed into more of a financial instrument than sort of a currency in many ways.
BTC has, from my point of view, morphed into something that, you know, it's barely a true coin because the fees have gotten too high. For BTC and the transactions too slow. Aren't they like 15 cents for a transaction?
So let me address a couple of these things. And I am one of the few voices of BTC support in this studio.
Right. You are pretty much, you're closer to a maximalist than anybody else on the air on Free Talk
Live. I would agree. But first of all, in terms of the time of transaction.
But I will say that BTC is the market maker at this point.
I will too.
I'm not going to argue that, right? Like it's the highest priced coin. People, when they think of something, they think of Bitcoin, they're thinking of BTC. I'm not arguing any of that point. I will, you know, I'll make other arguments surrounding it. But, at this point, that's the doorway through which people come into the crypto world.
It's probably as close as you can come to buying a cryptocurrency index fund. Something that's just going to move with the average of cryptocurrencies.
I wouldn't disagree with that entirely.
But I think the problem with that is I think that Bitcoin has an unearned premium due to hype. And I think that as people, that Bitcoin is going to be the gateway drug to cryptocurrency for a lot of people. But I think that a lot of people are then going to say, well, why am I holding a fraction of a Bitcoin, half a Bitcoin, when I could be holding 5 Bitcoin Cash?
What?
And what is it about Bitcoin technically that justifies a higher price than Bitcoin Cash? I see nothing.
I see no one in the marketplace who asks themselves any of those questions other than people who are technically curious, I think, as other things, other components. Mark?
Yeah, what I would say about that is, first off, I made a suggestion to buy Bitcoin Cash here on the air, among other times, at when it was at 0.05 Bitcoin. So 20 Bitcoin Cash to a Bitcoin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And my statement has simply been that I believe that Bitcoin Cash will perform above 20% above Bitcoin. So if you're going to be in one, I think Bitcoin Cash is the way to go. I don't recommend being in one. I really think you should have a portfolio that's spread out.
Right.
I think you should have some Bitcoin Cash, some Ethereum. I'm liking the way Dash is looking these days. I was mad at it earlier. I don't have any Litecoin, don't want anything to do with it, but... You know, I hold a grudge. I had
Charlie.
Litecoin back in the day, and it just languished for so long and then shot up, and so I want nothing to do with it. I'm not going in. I'm not buying late on Litecoin. I don't need to.
Okay.
The thing that scared me about Litecoin was when the guy who wrote it sold all his Litecoin so he could be neutral, and that just, you know, so that he could manage it for the public good, and that makes me think of an old Adam Smith quote that's underquoted. He said, I have never known much good to be done by those who purport to trade for the public good as opposed to their own.
That's interesting. Rich is referring to Charlie Lee, who was the inventor of Litecoin, and he somewhat famously unloaded all of his Litecoin in 2017. And he's like, I couldn't have planned this if I tried, but he literally sold at the high. He sold at around $300, and I think Litecoin's around $71.
So he's very wealthy, and he spent a lot of time dissing Bitcoin Cash and purporting Bitcoin, which kind of looks to me to be it's selfish or self-centered or sort of, you know, for his own...
Self-serving.
That's the term I'm looking for. I mean, so what's the biggest competition to Litecoin?
Bitcoin Cash, I would say.
And Litecoin is... it's poorly serviced compared to Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin Cash has far more developers working on it, a far more robust ecosystem and all these things. Or even Dash. To me, Litecoin's an anachronism. I'm not that interested in it. I didn't intend today to become an investment program in cryptocurrency, but I will say, Rich, to speak to your previous point, yes, I absolutely do believe that crypto's on its way back, and here's the reason. Before I explain anything else, all that matters is that people are buying. Chris, you work in a business where there's a machine.
Yes.
Are people a cryptocurrency vending machine? Are people buying more?
Yes. So we've had significant purchases recently, and this is strictly a function of price. Whatever the price of Bitcoin is, that's how many people walk in the door. The machine that is, it's in the Bitcoin Embassy, New Hampshire.
And same for me. I have intimate knowledge of a cryptocurrency vending machine, and I can tell you not only that there are more purchases, but that those purchases are significantly larger.
Yes.
And that all you have to know is a little bit about markets to know that it's about the buying and selling, and the buying is occurring, ladies and gentlemen.
And you can see it in the price. I mean, you don't go up. It's gone up, what, 25%, 50%. You don't do that without a lot of people putting energy in the form of money into that market.
Absolutely. 855, 450 free. We're talking Bitcoin. Is it going to go up, up, up? Is it going to continue its charge? Is it going to drop back down? Or are there other coins that are interesting? We're going to talk about a couple of them, and we're going to take your phone call.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Baltimore's embattled Democratic Mayor Catherine Pugh submitted her resignation on Thursday amid state and federal investigations into whether she used bulk sales of her self-published children's book to disguise kickbacks. Her attorney, Stephen Silverman, reads a statement on her behalf.
Baltimore deserves a mayor who can move our great city forward. I want to thank all of our department heads and staff who work hard every day.
The ringleader of a failed al-Qaeda plot to bomb the New York City subway in 2009 is a free man. Najee Boulazizi faced life in prison for plotting a suicide bomb attack in the New York City subway, timed to coincide with the 8th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. On Thursday, prosecutors said his substantial cooperation with the U.S. government to locate other al-Qaeda operatives should warrant time served, and the judge agreed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hyla Kass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says, your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nureva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nureva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nureva, Nureva.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, you have Chris,
Rich Paul,
and Mark.
And we've been talking cryptocurrency, we've been talking Bitcoin, we've been arguing because that's what people do when they talk about cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency nerds do, yes.
That's it. And unfortunately, you have three of them in studio. We're not going to bore you with all that tonight, but we probably will try to educate you a little bit about why these things exist and why they may be something you might want to consider in the future. Not just as investments, because that's what most people seem to think is, well, the price of Bitcoin's going up, so I've got to jump on.
I sincerely hope the cryptocurrency does not stall out and simply become an online virtual commodity to be used as a buying and selling and sort of investment situation.
I agree.
That's not what I'm in this for.
Me either.
Now, it's of no value if that's all it is.
Right. If it is a currency, I say may the best man win. And if that means that there's three cryptocurrencies standing on the podium at the end of this, fine. Let me hand out the bucklers and short swords. By all means, I want the good ones to kill the bad ones. Mm. I think that the Twitter wars, the World War Geek, and all this stuff that has gone on, there's far too much division that's been left. I mean, there's too much blood on the field. People, they love their coin, whatever their coin might be, and every one of those coins out there so far has something that you can argue is could be better.
So let's talk about some statistics in terms of tweets. How often per day do people mention Bitcoin? About 20,851 times in the last 24 hours, Bitcoin was the hashtag on Twitter. If we talk Bitcoin Cash, it was 678 times within the last 24 hours.
So that's less than a 20th.
Yep, if we talk about
that again, if you're using it as a generic for cryptocurrency or as a generic for Bitcoin derivatives, then in either case, Bitcoin serves as a stand-in for Bitcoin Cash.
Right. Somebody could be tweeting hashtag
Bitcoin.
Yeah,
they could be using it very generically. They could be saying hashtag tag crypto.
Well, let's know. This is specific tags Bitcoin.
I'm saying it may mean the same to them as hashtag crypto.
Okay, so let's throw another one in the mix. Let's call it Ethereum. Ethereum, if you're hashtagging Ethereum, you're probably talking about Ethereum.
Well, you could be just trying to get the attention of people who are, caring about these top coins. But please, go ahead.
4,946.
All right. So Ethereum's a very interesting platform.
Yeah.
So as opposed to being what Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and Dash and, Horizon and a variety of others out there, which purport to be cryptocurrencies, Ethereum is a platform for smart contracts and a whole, it might very well be Web 3.0.
It's a distributed computing platform is what it is. It is a distributed platform for which you can write code without knowing what machine it's going to run on and when it's going to run, but it runs repeatedly, so no matter where it runs the same and gives the same answer.
And with the idea that all cryptocurrencies have, without knowing the other, knowing or having to trust the people in between, the intermediaries. So you can go and you can run your code on Google. You know, you can build your own Google apps and run it in the Google engine. But that means you're having to trust Google. So if people want to do that in a decentralized way, they could look at things like Ethereum.
Now, I consider Ethereum to be highly speculative, as opposed to Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, which are shown to do what they say they're going to do. Ethereum, at this point, is still an idea. The biggest news that it's gotten up to this point is when its DAO went down, and because somebody, hacked in and took, I don't know, some millions of dollars, and then they went, traveled back in time and took it back. It's like the Avengers movie. It was amazing. They went in there, they chopped his head off and took his money, and off they go.
To be clear, there was never an Ethereum hack. There was a horribly written Bitcoin contract that allowed, about $50 million worth of value to go to one person who did not deserve it. But, hey, maybe he did because
he wrote the code.
He was a better programmer. 855, 450 free. What do you think? Does this stuff just drive you nuts, or are you excited for the idea of another money? When we look at what competes with Bitcoin, I don't talk about Bitcoin Cash or Litecoin. I talk about the U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
That's the competition. That's what we need to supplant because your dollar is broken.
Bitcoin Cash, and a variety of cryptos are kicking the dollar's butt. That's why it keeps on going up in value.
Right.
And the other thing is, just as I said, when you trade dollars for Bitcoin, you're putting energy into the Bitcoin sphere, if you will. You're putting it into the Bitcoin community. When you short the dollar, you take away power and control from the federal government, from the big corporations, because all of them are tied to dollars irrevocably. And you withdraw yourself from the whole world currency system because the whole world currency system is pyramided on top of dollars. So if you wanted to, there was an attempt by the French Yellow Vest to cause a bank run by pulling all their money out of the French banks. Well, the question is, what do they do with the money? Just carry it around in cash? Well, if they buy Bitcoin with it, they can not only take their energy away from the French banks, they can take their energy away from the French government because they won't trade in their coin. And if you pay your soldiers in a coin that their fellow citizens won't give them sex and beer for, then there's no point in paying your soldiers. They're not going to work.
Nicely said, Rich.
Thank you.
So I don't know. I think I foresee a day when Bitcoin supplants a lot of transactions that get done in U.S. dollars today, and that was borne out by those statistics that we were talking about, the results of the Harris polling, where most people ages 18 to 24, actually, I think it was 40-some percent were foreseeing a day when the bulk of transactions, financial transactions, would be in Bitcoin and not in dollars. And that gives me optimism. Those are young folks.
That's what the Harris poll said, that a majority of transactions would occur in...
not a majority, but a high percentage, say 44%. That's what they were saying.
Why 44%?
Because that's the best of my memory.
44%.
Of respondents.
44% of respondents said that there would come a day that the majority of financial transactions would be in Bitcoin?
Yes.
Okay. That is pretty amazing. I would say that if you're talking about 10% of transactions happening in Bitcoin, that the world monetary system will come crashing down almost immediately.
I don't know if it's 10%, but there is a number where that's going to happen. And then the other thing that's going to happen at that point is all the precious metals are going to come back into play, because there are things that cash is good for, and there are things that gold is good for, and gold is the real cash, the real money. So you will, if the world currency market collapse, there are going to be people who are going back to trading in gold, and I hope there will be a good, true 100% reserve gold-backed coin or silver-backed coin, because that's something that we really need.
Yeah, they're working on that right now. There are a few gold-backed coins, and we actually talked about the Liberty Dollar here on the air, which is a silver-backed coin, so they exist.
Yeah, the Liberty Dollar has some technical flaws, and I'll have to report back to you on exactly what they are, because I frankly don't remember, but I remember there being
the new coin,
the new ERC-20. One, yeah.
Okay,
and I remember it being thinking something along the lines of, oh no, they're doing it again. Because the thing that I told Von Nothaus in the 90s that if you call it dollar, you're going to go to jail, and that's why he went to jail.
Well, a dollar is a measurement of silver. I think it's more accurate to call his Liberty Dollar than it is to call the U.S. dollar a Liberty Dollar, or a dollar.
855-453, what do you think? Dollars, bitcoins, which one's going to be better for your financial future and your liberty? 855-453, when we return, we'll discuss the poll results.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
This is Peter on his motorcycle. This is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking Bitcoin, and we find the subject kind of interesting, and apparently more and more people do, too. Bitcoin awareness.
Now, note that we've been talking about all kinds of cryptos, and what you just said was we've been... which was accurate, but not... complete. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that is true, and we have been...
It's easy to call crypto Bitcoin. It's kind of the Coke and Kleenex problem, problem that's out there, and I understand that, but, you know, Bitcoin BTC is just one of many cryptocurrencies that's available out there.
That's absolutely true.
And, yeah.
But when we talk about these numbers, we are going to some data that was mined that was specific about Bitcoin. And this is coming to us from some Harris polls that the Blockchain Capital Company founded or came across when they did their polling. Bitcoin awareness amongst all populations has increased from about 11 people that have never heard of Bitcoin fell by more than half, from 23% to 11%, and that's the time.
At this point, 11% of the United States population has not heard of Bitcoin. Yeah.
Where are those people?
I don't know, but they're out
there.
We've
got a graying population. Maybe it's the old folks home we haven't penetrated yet.
Yeah, there's the old folks home. There's cults. There's people who live out off the grid. There are people that could, you know, quite possibly haven't heard of it.
I'm going to have to remember never to use the word penetrated in reference with an old folks home. That's just called an image to my mind that I don't want to think about anymore.
That's it. Perception. People that would strongly or somewhat agree with the phrase, with the statement that Bitcoin is a positive innovation in financial technology rose 9 percentage points, so from 34% in 2017 to 43% in 2019. So people are looking at this more positively. And we are going to, well, I was going to say we were going to go to the phones, but we're not going to go to the phones. Conviction, people that believe that most people will be using Bitcoin in 10 years rose 5 percentage points from 28% in October 2017 to 33% in April 2019. And again, the biggest gains are among millennials, among the younger population. I don't know if that's really surprising. Do you?
It seems like the younger people are more likely to adopt. I mean, they adopt newer technologies more readily than anybody else does, sure.
And they have about 100% penetration with smartphones, or close to it, which you can't say for older people.
At this point, we're close to 80%.
Yeah,
market penetration.
But my mom doesn't have a smartphone. She's got a flip phone. And at 91, she figures that's good enough for her. She doesn't want to figure out how to use it.
Yes, my friend that I visit in the nursing home is 89, and he has a flip phone, and it is frustratingly difficult technology for him to understand.
Yeah. Now my dad actually does very well with his smartphone. He's same age range.
But, yep. Yeah. Some want to learn, some don't.
Right. Yeah, well, that and my father was still, you know, active in a university as faculty as late as like a year or two ago.
Sure.
He may even be doing it now. So he has people that he emails with on a daily basis and that kind of thing. So he has to use his phone all the time.
You don't want to come ask me about Instagram or, trance music or a whole variety of things that are intended to appeal to a younger market than me. And I think the cryptocurrency, it just has a younger appeal to it.
The thing is, a store of value that doesn't erode out from under you is like the most valuable thing, especially if you're a poor person, that you can have. And the reason for this is inflation robs.
There's been some erosion since its peak at $20,000 in December 2017. I mean, those people who bought, like that Japanese billionaire, they're going to feel like erosion occurred.
You just have to zoom out.
I mean, definitely that was a terrible time to buy. And I expect there to be more bubbles. So I don't, what I do suggest people do is if somebody tips them in Bitcoin or whatever, hold on to that.
Yeah.
You know, if you can afford to hold on to a few bucks worth. I mean, I was stuck with some extra cash when I was driving cab, like, a year and a half ago. I had extra $1,000 in cash and I wasn't sure what to do with it. So I bought Bitcoin and ended up, due to some day trading that I did while it was going on, I ended up with a $30,000 pile, like six months later. Now that's not going to happen all the time.
No.
But you have to figure that every time a new person hears about crypto, the market for crypto grows, and because the amount of crypto available can't increase that fast, each coin has a set limit as to how much of it you can produce. The only way to accommodate more people wanting to get into that market is to sell them some at a higher price.
I think when we talk about this bubble, what all three of us are looking at, because Bitcoin has had a fairly slow but steady progression since its inception 10 years ago. The period of 2017, so January 2017, it was trading at around $1,000 a Bitcoin. That was a highlight.
January 2017?
2017, and then by December 2017, in December, it reached an all-time high of $19,000.
Right. It certainly shot up that last half of 2017.
I will not call that a bubble. I will call that euphoria. I will call it a mania. It was
the mania surrounding...
But euphoria or a mania, those are just another word for bubble.
They don't have to cause bubbles, and they not necessarily bubbles don't have to be caused by mania or euphoria. They can be caused by governments.
Bubbles can be caused by government, and I think this one was caused by a combination. I think there was somewhat of a psyop in which a lot of banks through a lot of intermediaries bought up a lot of Bitcoin on the sly and then sold it back off later slowly in order to create this I think the bubble was partially artificially created.
That could be the case.
Artificial root of the bubble fed into the irrational irrational exuberance that led to it. But this exuberance, I don't think, was long-term irrational. It was short-term irrational.
Oh, it was.
People who thought they were going to become millionaires overnight, people already had become millionaires overnight, were generally wrong.
Right.
The time to become a millionaire overnight is before anybody else has become a millionaire overnight, because that's when the opportunity still exists.
So, Mark, what do you think? Was that a mania? Was that a bubble?
I don't know.
Was that the tulip distinction?
Give me the technical definition of the difference between the two.
Right. I can't answer your question until I have a Socratic basis.
Yeah.
However,
what you have there is a distinction without a difference.
Nobody has said the word ICO here in this conversation,
That's a good point.
To be stated.
Yeah.
The ICO bubble is what I call that, what occurred, the mania. You can use whatever term you want. People weren't buying Bitcoin for the sake of Bitcoin. They were buying Bitcoin as a doorway to get into the ICOs, where people were making, in some cases, 1,000 times on their money.
Oh, yeah.
And they wanted to get into that, and that was as irrational as it possibly got. It's just like a whole bunch of people are just throwing out vaporware, calling it a business proposal, and saying, give me the money. And
well, to be fair, those people had to write a white paper first.
Yeah, they
it wasn't
write.
Like they did
you
nothing.
See, I would imagine that if somebody took and threw $10 into $10 each into 100 random ICOs, I will bet that he would have ended up taking back over $1,000, even though most ICOs fail. If his timing was good. So think about what would have happened if the first day you heard of any coin, you had bought a dollar's worth, and
people
then you hear the next coin, and you buy a dollar's worth, and then you buy the next coin.
Wait, Rich.
Would you be a millionaire?
People were flying private jets to come see Roger Ver and consequently me on the island of St. Kitts.
Right.
And attempting to get him and me and anybody who was standing around name on their ICO so that they could say, see, endorsed by Roger Ver and Mark Edge.
Absolutely.
Whatever it took. It was flim-flammery from the beginning to the end.
Why didn't you bring me with you for that? I mean,
you and I don't usually travel together on private jets, Rich.
I know. That bothers me. I think we should be closer, especially at times like that when
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.